Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Taylor Stokes. She is the director of the Beyond 120 program, which is located in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences here at the University of Florida. It's a very interesting program that provides experiential learning resources for students in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. It's a fairly new program, and Taylor's going to give us a little insight into how it was created and exactly what it means, because this is something I'd never heard of. It's another one of those best-kept secrets on campus. So here we go, Beyond 120. Taylor, tell us about it.
Thank you so much for having me, Sue. Beyond 120 is a great program. It is the experiential learning, a career and professional development space within the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And it started with the Academic Advising Center, really trying to ideate how can we support our students for their future success? How do we make sure their academic grounding in liberal arts and sciences is translating into real-world hands-on experiences? And how can we continue to offer coursework, experiences, global travel, undergraduate research, internships, a lot of opportunities to really support our students in these spaces. And it has evolved since about 2018 was the first course that we offered. And we have now expanded to serving over 8,000 students since that beginning in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences through a lot of those methods, as well as our engagement with alumni and more professional development experiences as well.
So what is the course curriculum that you have for this?
So some of the course curriculum is general professional pathways course, where we really offer our students a great foundational elective course to develop their professional materials, really understand what their career values are, understand the value of their degree, right? In this global conversation of what is the value of a college education, helping students articulate the skill sets they're getting. You know, in the liberal arts and sciences, they're focused on the humanities, social sciences, natural sciences, and really being able to understand how putting those skill sets together that they're learning in the classroom and that knowledge they're learning in the classroom, but then translating that to an actual hands-on experience where they can be adaptive thinkers, critical thinkers, really help solve complex problems and get practice doing that while they're in their undergrad degree.
So there are classes for if you're, say, you're getting a degree in physics or chemistry or English or the classics.
I think that's
tailored to that.
Yeah, I think it's the benefit of that is bringing all of those students together in one classroom, right? So it's not just physics students and just English students, but pulling them together to learn from each other, to understand how their career pathways could be a variety of things, right? You can be an English major and not want to be an English teacher, right? Nor is that necessarily what you have to do. You can do so many things. And we take professional excursions, for example, to Atlanta during spring break, where you explore corporate world. And a lot of humanities students or even natural sciences students don't see themselves in the corporate world, but it is for them, right? There are jobs and applications and graduates of class that are really successful in these spaces. So we visit industry partners in a lot of different fields throughout the year to really connect with our alumni, learn their career stories and journeys, and encourage our students to understand and broaden that beyond 120, going beyond your required 120 credit hours for graduation to explore beyond what you thought was possible.
So it really has something to kind of open their mind to a whole new knowledge base.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a rewarding space to be in because you can see the transformation happen before your eyes, right? I love my job because I get to work with students all the time and see them have this conversation with an alumni who is giving advice on their career journey, right? A political science major who had an opportunity, was really bold and brave and said yes to this new experience that might have been a little scary, but then learned so much, right? Helping our students understand the value of stepping beyond their comfort zone and really exploring new opportunities, making connections. We teach our students how to make networking connections and build their storytelling brand, right? How can they communicate effectively to other people what their skill sets are and how to really make an impact in whatever space they're in?
Since it's called Beyond 120, are a lot of your students like seniors getting ready to graduate, or can it be any career or any degree year?
My saddest conversation is with a graduating senior who says, "I wish I knew about Beyond 120 when I was a first year student," right?
Yeah,
it's for all students. And we talked to a lot of graduates who said, "Oh man, if this was only available when I was an undergrad," right? I think it's a common story, right? That we don't necessarily know exactly what our career path is going to be. And the earlier that you start really investigating in that, identifying what your own values are, identifying what's important to you, right? We help students not just think about what their academic grounding is and what they're interested in academically, which is so important, but then also think about what's important to them in their life, right? Where do they want to live? What kind of salary are they interested in? What type of industry do they want to contribute to, right? And creating some pathways that they can really engage more deeply. So it is for all students at every stage. And even, you know, I meet first-year students who are very kind of collected and understand what they want to do and have a clear goals. So we work with them in that space, as well as helping them pivot, right? If it didn't work out the way that they thought and they want to transition to a new space, helping them understand how they can really engage in that space too.
Does this count as actual coursework? Does it add to your hours?
Yeah, so we have elective coursework that is part of their overall degree, right? So students can take a certain amount of elective courses depending on what their major is. And so they can take these elective courses. Also, we have non-credit bearing experiences that they can engage in, including professional development excursions, career panels. There are different cohorts that you can be part of and I guess some of those are credit bearing that I'm thinking of, research cohorts that you can be part of as well, where you have funded research opportunities. We have for-credit internship opportunities for our students. We support study abroads and exchanges to increase global experiences as well. And so it's really a wide variety of experiences you can have.
And do they need to be students in liberal arts and sciences? Can they be anywhere?
Yeah. So a lot of our programs are focused on liberal arts and sciences majors. However, we do a lot of collaborations where other colleges are incorporated. We have study abroads that are in collaborations with different colleges. We are going next month to Orlando to a humanities-focused excursion, so where we're visiting museums, learning how to engage in that field and what kind of skills that you need to do to have to work in those spaces. And so those will be liberal arts and sciences students, but also students from across the university.
Wow, that's amazing. And I noticed that you also have pre-law and pre-med tracks
Yes.
as well.
Yeah, so with the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, we have the largest proportion of students who identify as wanting to go into a health field or law school potentially. And so we are supporting them in that space and have a faculty member dedicated to pre-professional tracks where they have an experiential scholars program just dedicated to those two spaces as well, where you can graduate as a pre-health scholar or a pre-law scholar if you want to go on those specific tracks and get certain experiences along the way during undergrad. We have excursions that are just focused on pre-health tracks. And so I've been to Oaxaca, Mexico to look at health disparities with our students where they're doing clinical shadowing. They're doing clinical shadowing all across the country or all across the world, really. And for the pre-law focus, we are hosting our first pre-law symposium actually on Halloween Day next week, where we have about 250 students joining with us over at Levin College of Law to hear from people currently in the legal field, from professors, and understanding different types of law that they can engage in.
That's amazing. Well, this is a cool program. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about the program and also some of your success stories that you've had from students that have come and gone through the different experiences. So we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Taylor Stokes. She is the director of the Beyond 120 program, located here on the University of Florida campus and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And this is a unique program, or it seems to be unique to the University of Florida, to provide students with opportunities for different career paths. They may not know what they want to do, and this curriculum helps them decide which path to take, which space they should be a part of. So, Taylor, thanks for coming. And how would students get involved in this program? How do they sign up?
So, by being a liberal arts and sciences student, they automatically have access to our resources and to the programs that we offer. So the best way for those that are students at in the liberal arts and sciences is to join our Canvas page and going to our website to be able to connect in that way. We're also, really exciting news, are actually building a new space on campus. And so we will soon be in the Keene Flint Annex near Plaza of the Americas, and having students be able to visit us directly in that space. We'll have our own classroom in that space, a conference room and student engagement area, as well as the offices for our full team.
They're always building something on campus, so that's exciting.
Yeah, it's a renovation, so but it's very exciting.
That's great. Well, I'm sure you've had a lot of students go through this program. Do you recall any that this is, maybe it was a life-changing experience for them when they just went here and go, oh, wait, I think that's what I want to do, and I thought I wanted to do something completely different?
Yeah, I'm thinking about a student who's actually currently in my Art of Adulting class. Named.
Now, wait a minute. What is the Art of Adulting? I think we all need to take this one here.
Yeah, I needed it. I still need it. The Art of Adulting class is a course, an elective course, where students can really think through, what do I need to be doing now when I'm an undergrad to feel really prepared, have agency of my life, to be able to make decisions? We go over budgets, how to make they have to go over their whole month of expenses, whether they're responsible for paying for it or not, to really understand the cost. They talk about what does it mean to be civically engaged and how do you engage in your community, about responsibility. We learn about the historical context of being adult and some societal implications of that, who decides when you're adult, as well as really just thinking through what is it that is important to them, right? What are those markers for them? What are those things that they want to have responsibility of, to take ownership of, and truly be successful post-graduation?
So this one student that you had in the course?
Yes, thank you. Danny came on our trip to Atlanta, took his spring break along with 20 other students to engage and look at different companies and industries. And he was really not sure as a political science major what he was wanting to do at that time. But then by the end, he is now engaged in several other excursions, gone through our coursework, and really diving into this corporate space in a way that he didn't know where his landing was, right? And so we also have a student who did an internship with the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. And so this is a really special relationship that we have created there, where we have two interns every year that can work with sea turtle research as well as with a general understanding of the marine aquarium. And one of our recent interns had a great job in their sea turtle research internship and has decided to apply full time in that space and wanting to really dedicate her first employment after graduation to this area, and is diving much more deeply in a way that she didn't anticipate.
Well, I think it's interesting because I know sometimes students are like, well, how would I ever run, you know, a facility like that, or how would I be a museum coordinator? Mm-hmm. And you've touched on both of those things, mm-hmm. where it's an opportunity to go there and see what that person does, and then they can provide that information about how to move forward with this kind of a career.
Yeah, and mentorship is so important, right? Connecting and learning stories from other people are so important. We encourage that in every space, to really do informational interviews, right? Do coffee chats, reach out to people and learn about their career journey, the mistakes they made, the experiences that they really valued. You know, every journey is different. I think everyone listening can think through how their life is not exactly the way that they planned or exactly the way they thought it was going to be. And so there's twists and turns, and we really encourage our students to be open to that, to be open to saying yes, to be open to exploring something different and thinking differently about what their future could hold.
That's neat. And you said you have a network of alumni as well that kind of contribute their experiences or host the students in various capacities.
Yes, we have a lot of great partnerships where sometimes we can go to their company or office and learn directly from them about what successes they've had and what their industry entails. Sometimes they come to campus and do career panels and talks and are industry experts to really educate our students on the variety of work that can happen. And sometimes they're internship providers, right? We have a lot of great one-on-one connections. We have a association in D.C. that we are connecting with around what do remote internships look like and how can we have a pipeline of students to connect there. We have different shadowing for pre-law and pre-health opportunities that we can connect our students to, in addition to really looking at just new opportunities and ways to engage with our alumni. And that mentorship and learning from those who have been before us is just so important.
And you're, of course, you don't do this by yourself. You do have a staff. Is that correct?
I do. We have a team of about 11, which is wonderful. And we have faculty and staff members on our team. So our faculty are really focused on teaching these courses I talked about, as well as providing some of these experiential learning opportunities. And then we have a great support staff team that helps us communicate this out to students and the university and faculty as well. And to our alumni, we have great support in all the work we do. We have a career and experiential learning advisor that if a student says, I don't even know where to begin, I don't know what to do, I don't know the first step to take, please help me figure this out, then we have a staff member who can really sit down with them one-on-one, hear their story, understand what they're passionate about, and help point them in the right direction.
Wow, this seems incredibly valuable. I wish someone had helped me with all that right
exactly.
there. How many students in the program?
So, we serve 13,000 students, right? So that is the liberal arts and sciences, the whole college. We are looking at ways to really, my focus now as director to grow is how do we really build capacity across the whole college? And so that's embedding Beyond 120 into the departments, into working with we have experiential learning coordinators. So in every department, we have a faculty member who is focused on experiential learning. And so that way that all the departments can really support this effort of understanding what each student needs, how can we continue to create these great experiences for our student for internships, research, study abroad, and really embedding experiential learning into the course curriculum as much as possible.
That's really cool. I find it amazing that you also have these global engagement opportunities and student exchanges. I mean, there's all different kinds of opportunities that I bet, you know, a lot of students don't know about this because when I've talked to people here in our college, they go, you know about Beyond 120? Mm-hmm. They're like, what's that?
I have
no idea. But they all think it's, wow, that's amazing. That's something other colleges should incorporate into their curriculum.
My goal is that every student will graduate with at least one experiential learning opportunity and that we can continue to increase access for this, right? There's a lot of barriers to where students aren't able to engage and it can be an expensive journey, right? And so being able to create access for our students and really remove barriers is really important to me so that every student can have this great transformative experience.
And do you follow up with students like after they graduate to see if they followed these paths?
There are different kind of data collection systems across the university. I know that our alumni office and our advancement office in the college works on some of that too. And so really working at collecting these stories and understanding what post-graduation success looks like is a continued thing that we look at.
Well, this is an incredible program, but how can people find out more information? Is there a web address you can provide?
There is. And maybe we can link it in the bio or
link it in some space. Probably just contacting the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences can provide more information.
It's a very easy email address.
class.ufl.edu.
Yeah, and I think it's like beyond120.class.ufl.edu. We just switched it over to make it more streamlined in that space. And so even just Googling Beyond 120 class, you'll find it.
Yeah, it came up easily, and it was like something I'd never heard of. And then, oh, wait, there it is. Mm-hmm. So, and then you guys are here throughout the academic year to provide support.
Well, we are. So we are 12 months and are here year-round for all semesters.
Okay. Well, we'll provide the website address and some more details and some photos so people can see what's going on at your organization. So
thanks,
Taylor, for coming. We appreciate it. That was Taylor Stokes, director of UF College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Beyond 120, on today's edition of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.